This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in company's profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. I want to first thank everybody for joining us this weekend, taking some time out of your weekend to listen to at least the first hour, where I will be covering a lot of resource-focused commentary on the back of another Fed statement that seems to do pretty decently for the precious metals. My first guest here is Adrian Day. Very happy to have him back on the show. He is the CEO of Adrian Day Asset Management. Adrian, I have to say, I've been reading over your newsletter more and more recently, and you have some great, very straightforward stock coverage in terms of juniors and even majors that you cover and share with your audience. And what I want to talk about to kick off the show is the general environment around the precious metals sector. You and I were talking off mic, and I have to say, you have an optimistic outlook on the market, even though we both agree that the market still is relatively boring and being shunned by a number of investors. Can you take us through maybe a couple of your main reasons why you think it's a good time for people to be watching and potentially even investing in some of the precious metal stocks?
Yeah, absolutely, and thank you for having me. I mean, first of all, I'm a value investor. You know, we invest in global markets as well as gold and resources, and I'm a value investor. So the truth is, when I see prices on good quality companies low and get lower still, I actually get excited about that. So you'll have to excuse me. A lot of people look at some of the prices and get disgusted. I think first of all, you have to look at gold itself. And as we were discussing, you know, gold itself has actually done reasonably well the last few years. And last year itself, it was up 13%. Well, if it hadn't been for the fact that the stock market, the broad stock market, was doing so well and the gold stocks were doing so badly, I think we'd all be talking about gold up 13%. But it seems to have been a little bit overlooked. So the first thing is that gold itself has been doing well, and I think it's going to continue to do well. There's a lot of reasons for that, but I think perhaps two of the main reasons, in my view, are the major financial markets, bonds, and the broad stock market, are in some way or another looking as though they are turning over, could turn over, and are potentially vulnerable. And so investors are turning to gold, will continue to turn to gold for some of those assets as a hedge on the broad stock market and the bond market. So that's the first thing. And I think the second thing, is interest rates. People are always concerned that, higher interest rates means a weaker gold. It doesn't. Rising interest rates only are negative for gold when they start rising more rapidly than the rate of inflation. And so at this point, we really don't have much to be concerned about, in my view, with interest rates moving up. And, I could go on about this for a long time, and I know, we don't have that much time. But I would point out, you only have to look at the second half of the 1970s when, interest rates were moving up steadily from 76 to 1980, when all the way up to, 10%, 8, 9, 10% on the short end. But inflation was moving up faster. And, of course, as we know, gold did remarkably well until Paul Volcker came in and ratcheted rates up, size 18% on the T-bill, way above the rate of inflation. So what we have to look at is real rates, not nominal rates.
I would agree with you, but again, maybe we're just all waiting for that breakout to actually happen. What you were saying about the majors and some of their poor acquisitions in the past, plus writing off some assets, also ties into a theme that we talked about on last weekend's show about the lack of M&A activity. I recapped some of the M&A activity earlier this week that we saw come out on Monday, but some of those deals, again, didn't seem all that great to me in terms of the quality companies. What are your thoughts about future M&A activity for the sector?
Well, again, you know, typically the companies have acted had not acted in a counter-cyclical manner, and we've seen very little or relatively little in the way of acquisitions, you know, in 13, 14, 15, 16. But I think the major mining companies are realizing that, you know, the number of discoveries around the world is going down. The number of ounces being discovered year by year is going down. And in many cases, their own production is down year on year for 2 years now. And so they're realizing that they have to have a decent pipeline of projects to replace those ounces. And, of course, most of the companies do have some sort of pipeline of developmental projects, but many of them are really lacking in exploration projects, the earlier stage pipeline of projects. And most of the mining companies today, as you know, no longer have their own exploration arms, and so they're looking for juniors for exploration and for whether it's early stage or advanced exploration after a discovery, but they're looking for juniors for that. And so I think, you know, I think we're going to we've already seen it, as you mentioned. We've seen a pickup in exploration in M&A from the majors. And I think that's the kind of activity that tends to build momentum, because all these companies have been looking at all these projects for years now, but there's been very little activity. But once companies start making the acquisitions, I think it tends to build on itself, because there's only so many decent exploration projects out there. So I think we're going to see more, yeah.
Okay. Now, Adrian, when you're sharing stuff with your subscribers, is there a certain sector of the market that you're looking at, whether it's precious metals, base metals, majors, juniors? Where are you finding the best value right now?
Yeah. I mean, we look at pretty much everything. Where we're finding the best value, I'll tell you one thing. You know, Rick Rule used to say when the meat's on sale, by filet, not hamburger. And, you know, when everything's on sale, I tend to look at what I regard as the best quality companies. I, as you know, I like the royalty companies. So I think, you know, Franco at $70, a lot of people might say, my gosh, it's trading at, what, 50 times earnings and 5 times book. How can you call that value? But if you look at the history of that company, this is a pretty good time, in my view, pretty good time to be buying the royalties of Franco in particular. Franco, Osisko under $10 US, I'm talking now. Royal Gold, I think they're all good buys at this level. You know, I also like a lot of the prospect generators, companies with more advanced exploration projects.
Okay. Hey, Adrian, some interesting comments there. As I mentioned, you do follow a wide range of companies, and some of your insights on maybe where the value is right now, I think should be paid attention to. I will have you back on the show again on a more regular basis, but I do hope that you have a great rest of your weekend, and thank you again for joining us on the Weekend Edition.
Al Corland's firm, A.B. Corland & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Every industry faces distinguishing challenges and circumstances that shape the business and financial landscape. Camusso CPA LLC delivers unrivaled depth of knowledge and an engaging experience relevant to each client's industry-specific needs. Camusso offers preemptive guidance and knowledge required to achieve your greatest business and personal financial potential. Our approach is based on forging long-term business relationships accompanied by trust and value, creating an ever-important partnership. Build your dedicated financial team with us today. Visit CamussoCPA.com. That's CamussoCPA.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. In this segment, I am chatting with Jordan Roiburn, founder and editor of The Daily Gold. Jordan, we are going to focus on the precious metals, but you issued a report to your subscribers on your site last week, I believe it was, that talked about the volatility for the precious metals and even the precious metal stocks. And the fact of the matter is we're just not seeing much volatility. The market, yes, is boring, but in terms of a low volatility environment, what do you take away from some of the data that you saw and what it means moving forward for a market, again, that has been quite boring?
Yeah, I mean, the volatility indicators and the ones that we look at, if you're using stock charts, you can look at the average true range. That's one volatility indicator. Another one is you can look at the width of Bollinger Bands, and, you know, people talk about how when they squeeze in, there can be a big move. And so when they squeeze in, the width of the bands is very small. And so I'm looking at the Bollinger bandwidth over very long-term periods. I look at 40 weeks, 80 weeks, even 160 weeks in some cases. So I'm looking at super long-term volatility indicators. And another one is also GVZ, which is the gold VIX. And not many people know about that, but there is a VIX for gold. And today I think it actually traded. It did not close at, but it traded at intraday, potentially an all-time low. And that's been trading for the last 9 or 10 years. And there's an article on my site about these volatility indicators. And essentially, I mean, these are, depending on what you're looking at, they can be anywhere from a 9 or 10 year low to a 15-year low. And I mean, those are some real spectacular levels of low long-term volatility. And a couple of things to note about volatility, Corey. Usually periods of really low volatility will inevitably lead to periods of spiking volatility and higher volatility. But when that transition or change occurs, it's very difficult to say. It does not happen overnight. So it can take some time for that to happen. I mean, it can take a couple months. The sector is really in position for volatility to move much higher because gold, which really drives everything in the very big picture, gold, of course, is trading in a very bullish consolidation. And assuming gold is able to, at some point, sooner rather than later, break up above that major resistance around 1360 to 1375, that is going to result in stronger momentum and inevitably higher volatility because gold, after that breakout, will trade in its moves will be much larger as far as intraday and intraweek than what we've been seeing in recent years. So what I take away from the volatility, I'm really not that surprised. It reflects what we've been talking about here, Corey, that it's been a boring market. But it also confirms my view that gold is in position for a major breakout sometime in the next, you know, week, let's say 6 to 9 or 6 to 12 months. Obviously the chart pattern of gold tells you it's in position for a major breakout, and the volatility indicators tell you that it's very ripe for at some point, an aggressive move higher in volatility. And again, that would happen from a successful breakout in gold above 1375 to 1400. And also the volatility indicators in silver, I think they're showing even lower levels of volatility relative to gold. And the volatility indicators in the gold stocks also indicate really low volatility. So we get that big breakout in gold at some point, you're going to see momentum and volatility increase throughout the sector.
Now, Jordan, what's the balance here? Usually when we talk about low volatility, especially last year, we were talking about the U.S. equity markets being in low volatility and them continuing to climb higher. Yes, we're seeing low volatility in the precious metals, but they're not climbing higher and breaking out. So where's the balance here?
Well, as far as the balance, different markets can act differently. And sometimes with the stock market, and I'm not saying the stock market's going to top immediately, but we do know that we're in a late part of the economic cycle. The stock market's had a fabulous run. So at some point down the line over the next year or two, we could be seeing the start of a sharp correction or a bear market. And volatility, I think before the market peaks, that's something that, with respect to the stock market, that's something that can happen where you start to see some issues, In early 2007, we saw volatility start to pick up, and it really wasn't until a year later when the market really fell apart. We saw those issues develop in early 2007, but the market didn't even peak until the end of 2007. So even in early 2008, people were still bullish. I mean, the masses, Wall Street was still bullish, totally unaware of what was about to happen. But my point is, before the market peaked, you started to see a pickup in volatility, because as a bull market in equities develops, and as it before it starts to mature, you know, those years leading up to that point, things are going well, there's calm, there aren't a lot of issues. So naturally, you know, people get optimistic, there's not problems. So naturally, volatility kind of simmers, it's stable, but it's low. And, you know, before a bear market happens, or before a recession, it doesn't just happen all at once. You really start to see a few negative signs here and there, and then over time you see a few more signs creep in. So when those things happen, you start to see some spikes in volatility, and eventually, you know, you get a bear market or a recession or a really sharp correction. But back to gold. Gold is in a different position because it's been building out this massive bottoming pattern. And given that it hasn't been able to break out yet, while at the same time, it hasn't really broken down, that's just allowed volatility to remain low and stay low. And so that's really the difference. But it's interesting because if you go back, a year, 18 months ago, we had low volatility in many markets beyond gold in the stock market. But as we're seeing now, you know, we did have this pickup in volatility in the stock market, and it's come back down a little bit, or more than a little bit, I should say. Whereas with gold, volatility remains really low, and it's going to stay low until we start to see gold trend up and test resistance again. And then when it breaks out, you know, we can see a big move higher in gold. And so there isn't always a perfect relationship between, you know, volatility in these markets. But assuming gold is going to break out at some point down the line or later this year, there's probably going to be some more issues with the stock market at that point. We've talked about it before. So I would expect, if and when gold is going to break out, we'll probably see a buoyant VIX. It's probably not going to be really low like it was for much of 2017.
Okay. Interesting comments there, Jordan. It's always great reading over your material and always great hearing what your technicals say.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited, a name you can trust.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. In this segment, I am joined by Jeffrey Christian. He is the managing director of the CPM Group. Jeffrey, what I want to talk about mostly in this segment is silver and the overall silver market. I've had a couple questions come in last time I had you on the show asking what you and your group thought of what's going on with silver, considering silver when you compare it to the other precious metals like gold or even some other base metals, more industrial metals. Silver seems to continue to lag, even though on the COT reports we're seeing better data that would point to maybe a longer-term move up. The fact of the matter is, right now, silver is a laggard in the whole resource sector. What's your comments, and what does the CPM group think of that silver market?
Well, yeah, we're looking at the silver market, and I think the big problem with silver market is that last year and the year before, investors were buying on a net basis about 108 million ounces a year, and that was down from, 130 million ounces in 2015, 160 million ounces in 2014, and, 200 million ounces in, I guess, 2012. When you see investors buying 140, 50, 60, 200 million ounces of a year of silver on a net basis, you see the price strong. And when you see them buying 108 million ounces a year, you see the price not so strong. Now, you know, $16, it's $16.60 today because we had the Fed rate hike and precious metals and oil spiked up afterward. But, you know, if you see investors buying 108 million ounces a year, you see the price relatively weak. And that's what you're seeing. And, you know, investors just are not buying at this point.
Hey, you're absolutely right about that. And the price and the actual underlying stocks are also telling us this. When it comes to fundamental drivers, though, silver sometimes is the perfect storm, where it's a precious metal and an industrial metal. But at other times, people get distracted and they don't know why to invest in silver. They seem to fall back on the precious metals argument. But what do you think some of the fundamental main drivers are over the next, let's say, 3 to 5 years that people should be paying attention to that will drive silver?
Yeah. I mean, you know, ultimately it's investment demand and ultimately it's investors buying more metal. Right now you've got investors in the gold market to not to distract the conversation. The gold market, you have investors who bought gold as a asset preservation, you know, out of fear, buying less gold, but you have other investors coming in as value investors buying gold because they expect the price to rise. In the silver market, you've seen investors pull back, but you haven't seen those other investors come in. And our view is that the single most important thing to watch for over the next, you know, two or more years is for investors to come back into the silver market and step up to buying more silver, and that would do it. Mine production is relatively stable. 80% of it comes along as byproduct. It's kind of flat the last couple of years. It's probably going to continue to be relatively flat the next couple of years. In the fabrication sector, the big growth was in solar panels for several years. That kind of peaked out around 2016. You had an over-construction, overbuild of solar panels, and so the amount of silver that was used in solar panels shot way up in 2016, and then it came off last year because the solar panel manufacturers were living off of inventories of built silver and inventories of silver powder that they had already bought. I think on a long-term basis that picks itself up, but it's a modest growth. We're not looking at particularly strong fabrication demand. So what you get is, as you said, you know, sometimes silver is running on both cylinders, both industrial and investment, and sometimes it's sputtering on both cylinders. And what we saw last year and what we're sort of seeing this year is the silver market sort of sputtering on both cylinders. You know, fabrication demand has been unexciting, and it was actually down maybe 1% last year because of the solar panel issue. And investment demand was also weak last year. And, you know, going forward, it's ultimately going to be stronger investment demand that will push the silver price up. And that investment demand will come about when investors say, we're really worried about the overall economy.
Okay, that totally makes sense. And kind of touching back on some of the other metals that have been moving, like copper, zinc, some of these battery metals, silver doesn't really have that narrative around it, right? So people just continue to be a bit distracted, you would say, at least those ones putting money into the sector.
Right. I mean, gold, you know, copper, lead, and zinc, it did well last year, and they continue to do well into this year. Those are industrial metals, and part of what they're doing is they're recovering from a bear market, and part of it, what they're doing is they're rising because a lot of investors had thought that industrial activity and economic activity would be weaker last year and this year than it has been. So all of a sudden they're saying, okay, wait, you know, industrial metals like copper, lead, and zinc make sense. I have severe reservations about lithium and cobalt, you know, as energy metals because I think there's a great deal of over-optimism and probably some misinformation. I think cobalt is particularly vulnerable to substitution away from cobalt sulfate and lithium ion batteries, which could just kick the legs out from underneath the price. So we're telling our clients to be cautious about cobalt for that reason and also to be kind of cautious about lithium for reasons related to lithium ion market.
Okay, interesting comments there on the battery metals. And one other question that I wanted to ask you about, because you do advise and deal with some big players in the sector. I talked about it a lot on the last weekend show about M&A activity and really the lack of any significant M&A activity that we've seen in the sector. This week, though, on Monday, we saw three deals announced. I broke these deals down earlier in an editorial, I believe on Tuesday or Wednesday, with David Erfley. But some of these deals, to me, still didn't get me excited about actual M&A activity. What are you seeing from the people you advise? Do you think we will see a bit more M&A activity?
I think you will, and it's going to be M&A as opposed to large institutional investors buying into these things. You know, I think a lot of the institutional investors, the PE firms and hedge funds, are still relatively gun-shy about investing in mining companies. But in the mining sector itself, I think you have some of the larger guys sort of saying, okay, we have a sweet spot here where the prices have not really started rising yet, and this is probably a good time to acquire things because on a longer-term basis, we think the metal prices will rise, and when that happens, these things become even more expensive and even less attractive than they are now.
Okay, so again, it's kind of dependent on the metal price still moving up and people getting a bit more ambitious or thinking that the metal price is going to move up, because right now, hey, we've just been in a range.
Right. The sentiment that we pick up is that, yeah, the prices are kind of range bound. The prices may stay range bound for the next couple quarters, if not, you know, a year or so. But that longer term, at least with gold and silver and platinum group metals, you know, there's a great expectation that the prices will spike sharply higher at some point, you know, 5 to 10 years from now.
Is that kind of what we're waiting for, Jeff, is some sort of a spike again because we've been so range-bound over a while? It's not forcing people into the sector?
Well, we're not waiting for it. You know, what we tell our clients is that if you look where the real, you know, we make money for our clients and for ourselves, you know, by saying, okay, the price is a good time to buy and there's now the price is a good time to sell. That's a really hard way to make money in these markets. The way the really large money has historically been made in the metals market is by investing in mining companies. So, you know, what we're telling our institutional investors and our mining clients is that this is the time to be buying assets because the prices are, in fact, range-bound, but that there are fundamentals and macroeconomic factors that suggest that the prices will rise more sharply in the longer term.
Jeff, great having you on the show. I appreciate all of your commentary, so please keep in touch, and I'll have you back on again shortly.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back, continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. I have Giant Bendari on the line with me. He joined me earlier in the week on Monday to discuss more what's going on with China, how that impacts some of the resource market, and some of, well, the benefits of having China continue to grow. What we're going to do in this segment, Giant, first and foremost, talk about the resource sector in terms of financings. We've been seeing what I would consider some good companies issue financing news and immediately be oversubscribed and close those financings quite quickly. We've also seen some other companies that maybe you and I would agree are a bit weaker have trouble with actually bringing in some money to fund the company moving forward. What does this tell you about the overall sector that we're dealing in?
And from what I have seen, Corey, I have seen a lot of very good companies with good managements and good projects being able to raise money very quickly and are actually ending up in an oversubscribed situation. There are three or four companies that have recently closed their financings and they were way oversubscribed. What this tells me is that there's actually no shortage of cash in the market. What people are not happy to invest for is in companies that will lose them their money. So if managements have convinced these investors that they can make money for the investors, I think there is cash available in the market.
Yeah, there definitely seems to be cash available, but that cash is being very selective. I actually think that's a good sign. Plus, it's a sign, too, that we're not in a roaring bull market where a tide is just lifting all ships. We're seeing a few select stocks buck the trend. There's even one stock that you and I both follow very closely, Novo Resources, that has been doing quite well. I interviewed Quentin Henny for last weekend's show. What's your comment about some of these stocks that are bucking the trend? As the metals price moves sideways, these stocks are doing quite well.
Well, again, it comes to the same thing. Novo Resources is run by a very good bunch of people. They have a great project in Australia, and I will be visiting that project next weekend in Australia. And you can see from the performance of Novo Resources how the share price is booming. What you see is that the market is truly paying attention to good companies run by good managements, companies that have good projects. So, yes, this is really a sign that the market is interested in investing, but only in companies that will return them a profit.
Well, one other aspect of just how ignored or unloved the market is right now is seeing some opportunities that you're very good at sharing on your website and to the people that you talk to closely and advise for are these arbitrage opportunities. You pointed out a couple to me off mic, but I do want you to share one that I think everybody can take a look at and do some very simple math.
So, Corey, there's a company called First Cobalt that is acquiring a company called US Cobalt. Both trade in Canada. Now, what First Cobalt is offering is 1.5 share of First Cobalt to each share of US Cobalt, which means that if First Cobalt is trading at $1, US Cobalt should trade at $1.5. However, US Cobalt consistently trade right now at 25% discount to the value that First Cobalt is offering to the shareholders of US Cobalt. So there is currently a 30% upside, arbitrage upside in owning US Cobalt. What I've seen in the past is that it makes no sense to chase these stocks because this kind of arbitrage upside continues until close to the closing of the deal. So people can look for a nice arbitrage entry level and buy US Cobalt for this 30% upside or more.
Now, when you're using these type of arbitrage opportunities for these companies, and I just have to say I had First Cobalt on the show back in the tail end of February, and I quite like what that company is doing, building a portfolio of projects and having the only permitted refinery in North America, I believe. I like what they're doing, so seeing this opportunity where you could even get, in a way, First Cobalt shares for a bit cheaper seems enticing. But how do you balance this out with your general portfolio management right now when we see stocks, again, not breaking out, but some bucking the current trend?
You have to keep balancing your stock. I don't want to own more than 10% of my portfolio in any one single company because by doing that, I take a huge systemic risk in my portfolio. So despite that I see this 30% upside in US Cobalt, it's unlikely that I will put in more than 10% of my portfolio into this company.
Now, how about the short-term aspect that this provides? Because when this deal gets done, there then is no more arbitrage because the company is acquired. What do you do then to balance out how you hold that share or how you trade it?
It all depends on what the company is. If I already wanted to invest in that company, then I just have a cheaper entry point. However, if I only invest for arbitrage, there is no reason for me to continue to own such a company once the deal is over. Of course, in cases like these, share prices can fall or increase after the deal is over. So I might have to wait a bit or I might actually dump my shares depending on what I might have seen as the underlying values of these companies. So eventually, I must start to understand the underlying value if I want to change why I want to continue to own these companies.
Now, what about in terms of other resources? These companies, obviously very focused on cobalt. There's a number of other almost flavor of the month areas of the resource sector that have been getting more attention. Gold continues to perform better than silver. There are opportunities potentially. Where are you focusing on, or are you focusing on maybe one, two, or three different resources?
I don't really worry so much about commodities. What I worry about is making money. My interest is what company can make me the most money. Corey, I was talking with you offline about a company called Primero The ticker is P, and it is being acquired by a company called First Majestic. Primero is still trading for a 10 to 15% arbitrage. So these are the companies that I like to invest in. All I'm interested in is to invest for money, not for commodities, because commodities is sometimes a different game. Now, if commodity prices go up, I will actually benefit even that much more. But my primary concern should be about valuation of these companies using their spot price.
Yeah, that is very true. As long as all commodities are going up, then these arbitrage opportunities work even better. But even if the commodities are going sideways, you still get that arbitrage opportunity. Why do you think that arbitrage even presents itself in our sector, understanding that the market should balance itself out almost immediately, but it doesn't?
I have been in this business for the last 12 years, Corey, and I have consistently seen anything between 10% to 100% arbitrage upsides in certain companies. I have seen, even when the offer is for cash, I have seen 30 to 50% arbitrage upsides in owning certain companies. Why this exists, I have absolutely no clue about, but this continues to exist, and investors who do this calculation, which is very simple primary school math calculations, if they do it, they position themselves to make a huge amount of very low risk money by investing in these companies. My guess is that a lot of investors actually don't really do primary school math when investing in these companies. The reason why companies like US Cobalt are getting oversold right now.
Yeah, I would have to agree with you, Giant, that doing this type of research and taking kind of the emotion out of investing in these companies and understanding that this is a relatively low risk for a short-term gain where you can get your money back out and hopefully put that into another opportunity, there are these consistent opportunities in the sector. That's why I enjoy consistently talking to you and looking at these arbitrage opportunities. We've had some comments of, you know, they don't always work. But quite frankly, they usually do. Unless the market collapses on itself, and if the deal can't get done, then you know you're going to get burned anyway if you're invested in the sector. I just find it interesting that these arbitrage opportunities exist. It's great having you on the show, Giant. I greatly appreciate the insights into some of those stocks that you shared with us. I hope you have a great rest of your weekend, and everybody stick around for Hour 2, KER Politics.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.